Howard Dean's presidential campaign continues to build momentum. Yesterday, he accepted the endorsements of two of the nation's biggest unions. The endorsements reinforced Dean's image as the candidate to beat for the Democratic presidential nomination. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
As governor of Vermont, a small and mostly rural state, Howard Dean never built much of a record for organized labor to embrace. But yesterday, at Washington's stately Mayflower Hotel, that didn't matter. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, and the Service Employees International Union joined together and threw their considerable support behind Dean. He reveled in the endorsement.
This is our America. We are going to take it back together. Thank you very, very much.
Dean's campaign is renowned for its massive grassroots organization, but these two unions dwarf it. Together, they represent more than 3 million workers, and both unions have aggressive political operations. Gerald McEntee is the president of AFSCME. Earlier in the year, he had been leaning toward Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, then toward retired General Wesley Clark. Yesterday, he said his union chose Dean after polling members, talking with the candidates, and studying how their campaigns work.
We're going to put boots on the ground in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina and Arizona and every other point that's out there. And we're going to fight to see that he gets the nomination, because we also believe he's the guy who can go up against Bush and beat him.
The union endorsements add diversity to Dean's campaign, which has had an image of being too suburban, white, liberal, and college-aged. The endorsements also hurt Congressman Dick Gephardt. He's fought fiercely on behalf of unions throughout his career in Congress, and he's counting on them for support now. Of the five unions with more than 1 million members each, two have endorsed Gephardt, the Teamsters and the United Food and Commercial Workers. But now two others, the Service Employees Union and AFSCME, are going with Dean. The biggest union of all, the National Education Association, with 2.7 million members, isn't likely to endorse anyone before the primaries. Gephardt's endorsements come mainly from old-line industrial unions. His campaign manager, Steve Murphy, said yesterday that their members remember who their friends are. Not Howard Dean, who used to support the NAFTA Free Trade Agreement. Dick Gephardt, he says, is a proven friend.
They know that he is the candidate who has stood up for American jobs and stood up as Democratic leader against George W. Bush's policies, the Republican policies that have cost us jobs, the very same policies that Howard Dean has supported.
And late yesterday, Gephardt picked up another endorsement from the Iowa branch of the United Auto Workers. The Iowa UAW has 36,000 members. But some labor observers question the depth of commitment behind some of Gephardt's endorsements, those that came from union leadership, not the rank and file. Harry Kelber has been a writer and educator in the labor movement since the 1930s.
There's loyalty for Gephardt. He's done a remarkable job for the labor movement over 25 years. And many of the unions that support him do it out of a sense of loyalty. But in actuality, there's no evidence that the members of these unions will be supporting Gephardt.
Kelber says AFSCME and the Service Workers Union developed their endorsements from the bottom up. AFSCME has 28,000 members in Iowa, he says.
And these are very active people who know their way around politically. And they're going to have a tremendous effect on the caucus vote. And in New Hampshire, SEIU has 7,500 members. It's the largest union in New Hampshire.
It's common currency in the labor movement that defeating President Bush is job one. But with 9.5 weeks to go until the Iowa caucuses, it's now clear that within the movement, there are sharply differing ideas about who's best prepared to do that job. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.